So we're jumping in today, folks, with the NAR, National Association of Realtor Settlement Announcement. There's been big talks out of it today, guys. Yep. We're going to strip out all the crap because you're seeing social media stuff, opinions, people fighting for their jobs. The Today Show giving their take on it, which I really don't believe. But
good morning, show.
Stay with us. We're going to review what you need to know, what you don't need to care about, and what the truth of everything really is. So
dun, dun, dun.
If you haven't seen it already, the National Association of Realtors is being sued, and they offered back a settlement which exceeds over $442 million back to former home sellers under the impression that they've been wrongly steered for real estate agent commissions. Another big part of that settlement, too, is they are proposing that no longer can agent commissions be public data on the MLS system, which is the system that manages all the listings for properties and whatnot.
Nationwide.
So really what has come down to is traditionally the seller actually does negotiate with the selling agent of their choosing what the total commission is. So I think there's a big confusion from like the Today Show and Yahoo Finance saying that like, oh, now it's negotiable. It's always been negotiable.
Always.
The agents have always demonstrated their value, their resources. They do a quadrillion things to help sell the home, stage it, market it, open houses, negotiate contracts, negotiate project management for repairs, setting up the homes, all this stuff, guys, the list goes on. It's super detailed. But I think the number one kicker to take away is it's always been negotiable. I hear a lot of the news being like, now it's this whole negotiation thing. It always has been.
Always.
You've always had an option to use, you know, an online, not even their agent for a lot less, or even there's some grandfathered in real estate agents who are like, they charge 7-8%. I've seen that too.
Yeah.
Now, what happens a lot of the time is that listing agent then determines what percentage goes toward the buyer's agent's commission. So you'd hear this a lot, at least like in a lot of states like Oregon or Idaho. Oh, well, there's no cost to the buyers for the buyer's agent commission because the seller has predetermined it. And typically you would see a 50-50 split from the seller's total negotiation to the split between the buyer and the seller. So if they had predetermined 6, you would normally see an agent would look in on the notes. It'd be 3% to the buyer, 3% to the seller. Yep. I've seen in some instances more or less. I've seen seller agents be like, I'll do 2 for me, 4 for the buyers to build up incentive to show the home or whatnot.
Yep.
So I think what they're changing there is that is going to not be public. And it's going to have to be negotiated within the offer from the buyer and the buyer's agent. So that could fluctuate. The trickle down thing is the upfront buyer's agreement that the buyer's agent and the buyers are going to have to work out together. So in advance now, yep. And the state of Washington has already implemented a buyer sale agreement being mandatory before offering, but in other states will likely follow suit is, hey, we sit down, Carp, I love you. I think you're a great fit for me and my wife. We're pretending you're the agent.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, nice.
So what is your cost?
Well, this is what I'm going to do for you. At the end of the day, you know, my cost is 2.5%.
So Carp is going to say, great, I am negotiating 2.5%. I might come back and be like, well, that's great. I really like you, Casey, but Cheryl was offering us 1.5. So what can you do there? He's going to counter and maybe be like, I totally understand that. Look, I've closed 100 homes in the last 18 months. I'm going to save you that money off negotiating, whether it's off the sales price, it's with my lender, or maybe repairs and all this stuff, right? And maybe you guys come to a compromise at 2%.
There we go.
Buyer then is going to sign the agreement. Great. Casey knows I've committed for 2%. Now Casey's going to have to go to the seller and negotiate that 2%. Now, one of the real confusing parts too is they're saying it because it's not going to be able to be financed, at least the conventional ones for now. We can't finance commissions into your loan on the lending side. So there's a real disconnect right now within the media and the consumer where they're like, oh, well, the buyer's going to have to come up with that. in cash. Well, first-time homebuyers don't usually have that money, right?
Yeah, it's a great point.
So that is where the whole to-be-determined situation is going to be. I think that we're going to get through this, and we're going to be able to find a way to work it out with sales prices and commissions, and there isn't going to be first-time homebuyers who need to come up with $10,000, $15,000 cash for you to help me buy a home.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real to-be-determined point of that whole settlement, the whole way it'll shape and form going in the future, because as right. you guys have heard us sit here and talk many, many times
right.
about a client having just the down payment, not having the closing costs, or barely having the down payment and the closing costs, and now you're saying that they are going to be having a third cost in there of paying that agent commission.
Right.
When we're barely here scraping by most of the time, with the funds just for the normal transaction. Mm-hmm. So that's the biggest, you know, comment and concern that I have on it is, how does that actually work out? Are we going to see that then now adjusted in the sales price?
Right.
You know, maybe more open or easier negotiations from that perspective, just in the right. transaction. Is there going to be lending changes on our side now where that down the road's now allowed to be financed in on the loan, or credits given from a lender's side, or...
And there's got to be a way, at least with the government loans, the VA loan, the FHA loan, there's going to have to be a reform that the FHA and the VA buyers are able to work that out, because those are very low down loan programs.
Yes, that's they
a
are.
Little bunny hopper yeah. of a phrase. So I think Casey and I are both on the same page in the sense that, like, you can't freak out right now. Like, this is a proposal. Things are supposed to change June, July. I've had a lot of my close realtor friends ask me, like, oh, what's your mortgage company's position on it? Well, the position is there's no position to have an opinion because nothing's set in stone yet.
Yep.
And the lending always falls behind the real estate laws. So I think it's going to get ironed out. I think the entire intention, I think that's a good exercise, is to back up from all the craze, because you're seeing all the media, you're seeing realtors like, oh, hey, this is what you need to know. Let's get down to it. I provide value. And yeah, of course you do. But really what we need to look at is the reason why there's this issue is because there's consumers that feel like they were misled, and there's a court that agrees with their feelings. So, and I think where it got stumbled and people were misled is probably inappropriate use of verbiage for typical commission. So I've seen that a lot in the media too, is like, oh, the typical commission is 6%. Well, Casey and I live in the finance world. We're not allowed to use words like typical or general. We have to define why something costs.
Yeah.
And the mortgage industry went through a massive compliance reform 2008, 2009 post-crash. And Casey and I and all the mortgage industry are set to those laws. I think that the real estate side of this stuff hasn't really gone through a wash and a dry process for how much money is being made and how you're demonstrating it clearly to the sellers and the buyers. And this is just the process we're going through to establish a structure of transparency.
Yeah, well, that is a great way to put it. And I think reform is the key word. You know, like, that's what you're seeing this become now, is a reform of how they're going to be presenting commissions, displaying that, negotiating that, who exactly pays, how that's paid, what's the minimum, what's the maximum. And, you know, is there just going to be a change? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, absolutely.
And I think too, Carp, what scares me the most is I feel like, at least on the buying side, I feel like buyers will likely start to go to their own open houses, go look at homes on their own, because a lot of buyers feel like they do all the work anyways with Redfin and Zillow, but they don't understand where the value really comes in the contract negotiation. And we live in an economy that is structured around many pillars, but one being this. In the end, there's got to be a human being to point the finger at and sue if things go sideways.
Yep.
So if buyers be like, oh, I can do this on my own, I'm going to utilize the $49 AI offer real estate platform, I bet you is already out there already. Who gets sued when things go sideways?
Right.
And what's really important too, because I've done for sale by owners as the lender where there's no agents.
Yep.
It's an absolute circus.
Yeah.
It is a circus. And literally everyone becomes upset. There's so much money on the line. One time I caught in a contract that the sellers had structured the verbiage for the buyers to pay every single dollar of closing costs.
Oh, sneaky.
So the buyers, not represented by a licensed realtor who would catch this, right? Thank God I saw it. They read it thinking, oh, great. Yeah, I just got to pay my closing costs. No problem. Guess how that was interpreted by title and escrow? The buyer and the seller's fees.
Yeah.
That wasn't just a few grand. The state that it was in has an excise tax of 1.5% of the total.
Was that Washington?
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
That's one example of many guys where thinking you could do this all on your own is not a really good way to do it. It's like representing yourself in court.
Yeah.
You might be able to do it. Often the judge and the law doesn't rule favorably to the unrepresented.
Yeah, it didn't work out for Ted Bundy.
How to throw that one in there. I mean, you know, you're going to represent yourself. You're going to have to go down that path.
I think there will be some changes, though. I mean, we're kind of rushing through this episode, but that's my initial thought process. Like, do you have any nuggets to add?
Yeah, because, I mean, I think a lot of people also, real estate side agents stuff, are like, well, now buyers are just going to be like, you know, your fee is $500 flat, you know? And so, obviously, you know, they feel that their value is worth more, and I agree. You know, I there's a lot that goes into a real estate transaction. So for buyers to go around and just be like, you know, I'm not working with anyone that's going to charge over $500. There's a realistic vision to be had, or knowledge to know going into this. Like, that's where it's going to come in, kind of play out. Like, is the average now from, you know, 6 to 5% going to be reduced more to closer of a 4 or 3, or kind of what that looks like? All that's still yet to be determined. So we just don't want anyone going around listening to all the different jargon that's being thrown out there, because as we've always said, there's good information and bad information.
Yeah.
But the facts are, there is change coming. It's probably usually for the best when something like this happens.
Yeah.
Not always for individual cases, but I think overall for the industry, because there's been so much reform already throughout the process in the years, especially on the financing side, like Addy said, on the mortgage side. Like, we are so reformed and have so much compliance now, because of, we all know what, the 2008 crash. There's just changes and fixes to be made now on the real estate side, on the agent side.
And I feel for the realtors, man. Me too. They work their butt off.
Yeah, driving everywhere. I mean, so much goes into selling a house or helping someone buy a house.
And people don't realize, too, I mean, we get this on the lending side, but realtors more, how much 24/7 availability they have to have. It's a lifestyle. Like, you're literally taking calls almost all through the night, at your kid's baseball game, when you're shopping, when you're on vacation. Yes. You're always expected to be available and drop things at a hat at a moment's notice. And it's just like, I feel for it, but we're definitely in the, we'll see what happens and how this evolves. And I think I really, really hope that the buyers stay represented. If you're thinking you can save a ton of money and represent yourself, I think you're going to stub your toe more often than not, especially if you approach a selling agent unrepresented. Who are they going to favor protecting? Well, the sellers over you. You're going to have a really hard time in the inspection period. It's going to be an interesting
couple. And you're putting yourself now in the shoe of a real estate agent, or even like us. Like, I mean, are you're going to be available 24/7? Do you need to take calls? Like, that's the thing that people forget about. Like, try that with an attorney. I mean, you're paying, you know, $75 every, you know, $150 an hour for a conversation. Like, a lot of that stuff, as mortgage advisors on the real estate side, as real estate agents, like, we take so many calls. You're so involved during the entire time. So
It's a pretty rare, it's hard to name another career of which the consumer has the expectation to be able to reach your real estate agent and your mortgage person 7 days a week, 20 hours a day.
Yeah.
Name one. No. Can do it, to your point, the lawyer, financial advisor, the bank, pharmacy, grocery store, your salon, like your gym. They all have set hours.
Yeah. And there's a part of it too where, I mean, we've all seen this you being in the mortgage industry or real estate agent have seen this, where you've put in all those efforts, but at the end of the day, none of us are paid until that transaction is closed. Everyone's happy, satisfied, and closed. And plenty of times, the client can just up and walk away after you spent months working with the client, right? There's no bill or invoice you're selling them for your time, you know? So it's definitely something someone, if they're trying to represent themselves, especially in this reform, will have to consider.
I absolutely agree. Well, that's, I think that's part one. We'll do a part two as things evolve.
Yeah.
Stay with us. If you have any comments, questions, or anything, we're here. Just to end, I hope I didn't offend anyone in the industry.
No.
Especially the realtors, our title people, other mortgage lenders. We all work really hard. And everyone that's still in this industry right now, 2024, are quality professionals who care. If you didn't care and you weren't decent at your job, you probably would have changed directions in your career at this point.
Yeah, you're not in it.
So I just wanted to end on that note. Like, we love and care everyone in this industry that works hard. Thank you.
We definitely feel everybody deserves to be paid the amount of value that they feel they're worth.
Absolutely.
And that's just what the truth is.
Yeah. And we didn't do our MLO thing.
And so you are.
You have either watched or listened to
MLO.
Until next time, my friends, we will
catch you later.